Now time for locker room chat, and I'm joined by Onega girls head basketball coach Greg Boswell after a tough one last night against Centralia, 53-32, coming up just short. Coach, your first loss of the season. Now, how do you feel your girls have dealt with adversity so far?
You know, they handled it okay last night. You know, they realized that they didn't play as well as they would like. We just had a lot of mental errors, and it just seemed like we weren't on the same page. You know, give Centralia credit. They played very good. They hustled, and it was a physical game. And I appreciate our girls' efforts there, but we just got a little things to clean up, and that's why we're gonna probably watch some film.
Absolutely. And coming down the stretch, of course, it's one more game until we get to our Christmas break. How is your team trying to stay focused and finish strong?
Well, I think you know that last night's game kind of left you know, a sour taste in their mouth. So I think they're going to be ready to come to practice today and tomorrow. And I feel like as a team, they know they can perform better. Like I said, we got tested with man defense for the first time all year, and it showed. It showed that we were just the second off, you know, the whole entire night. And again, that's, you know, credited Centralia's defense. But you know, I'm excited to see where we go that next game and see if we push the ball a little bit better and work the ball a little bit better. And I think our girls are going to show up. And I think the game will be a little bit different than it was last night.
And kind of just talking about your guys' preparation coming up for, as you said, today and tomorrow's practice, are you guys planning on maybe putting a man defense up against your varsity girls and trying to maybe see some things that they can expose?
Yeah, we know Hanover is going to be probably man pressing and playing man the majority of the game. You know, we got exposed last night. You know, we showed that we struggled a little bit, so I'm expecting Hanover to do the same. And they're very athletic, and I think, you know, they're going to be up and down the court. So we're gonna try to put, you know, the girls in, you know, that type of scenario for the next few days. So when Hanover does come out, they'll be ready. And I think the girls will be ready. And I'm hoping that game will be a little bit different than it was last night.
And you guys certainly looking to turn things around after a couple of big victories and just trying to finish strong. And then after that, coming up after the break, I mean, how do you guys try to stay locked in, stay focused after a long break? Because I know sometimes it can be kind of tough to readjust, refocus, and get locked back in on game mode after 2 weeks off.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of tough. And break's a little bit different this year. And I think how I pictured it, we're only gonna have a few practices before our next game. So mentally, it's gonna be a little bit of a challenge. But I think these girls, they know that they can, they know that they can be very good in this league. And so I think it's just gonna be a day by day type thing, and then a game by game type deal. So just one game at a time. And I think hopefully going into that TVL tournament, hopefully we can win some more ball games.
Absolutely. Coach, best of luck against Hanover, and thank you so much for spending time with us, and have a great break.
All right, thank you.
That was Onega girls head basketball coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.